Hello and welcome to the E equals MC squared of running. I'm Maggie Cooper and this podcast is about running and a little bit of science. But mainly it's about running because I'm giving a little bit of an update on our park run challenge. And I think it's week four. It's getting complicated to remember which week we're on. But this week in our challenge, in which you have to run a park run, and then there's an added challenge that you have to do to get extra points. The extra points were for doing an epic sprint finish. So different people had different ideas, some people were quite inventive in their sprint finish. We had done something. So I think we did the same thing as sprint finish last time. I don't think I did anything particularly outrageous, but I did make an effort actually this time to do a sprint to go as fast as I could on that last section. So I felt justified when my Strava showed up that I'd got a PB on the sort of sprint finish section of our park run. But let's go back to the beginning and tell you how the actual park run went. Now, it was interesting because Brooks had a special, I don't know what they call it, like a tour of the park runs, and they allowed you to sign up to try on a pair of their running shoes. And you had to obviously book in advance, and you had to say, you know, whether you wanted something like for fast running, maybe a lighter shoe with maybe less cushioning, or whether you wanted sort of a medium range shoes, or whether you wanted something really for longer distances with a bit more cushioning. You select your size and male or female, and it also asked you things about your running habits and stuff like that. I can't remember all the questions, but basically it selected the shoe that it thought was best for you. Now, as far as I remember, the three shoes, I can't remember that well. I think that the fast shoe was with a Glycerin, and that's one I had originally chosen, but they didn't have that in my size. So I ended up wearing a pair of Adrenaline. I'm not sure what the other shoes were. They might have been the Ghost. I can't remember. But I ended up in a pair of Adrenaline. A couple of things that were good about them. They were good because the size was right. I chose the size of my feet, obviously, but sometimes you can do that and the shoe just doesn't fit. So it was pretty good. I felt it was pretty true to size, which is always a good thing. When I set off on them, I thought that the traction wasn't very good, but sometimes you get that with newer shoes anyway. It takes a bit of wearing in. And in fact, I didn't have any trouble with the traction when I was actually running. I just maybe just trod on something slippery when the first couple of strides, I don't know. They were very, very comfortable is all I'd say. I kind of forgot that I had them on because they were really, really comfortable from the go-get. And also I felt that the support was really good. They weren't that heavy. That was one thing I was a bit worried about, whether they would feel heavy compared with my normal shoes, but they were fine. They're sort of, I guess they were quite similar in terms of the weight, but they were a lot more sort of responsive and they were a lot more sort of bouncy. So yeah, I did feel quite good wearing them, and as I say, kind of actually forgot that I had them on because they were comfortable and I was thinking that's good. It was difficult to judge whether they helped with the speed. That was just one thing I was interested in, would they help me to go faster? And that was mainly because what we have this system where some of the under 11s, they're not allowed to run the park run on their own. And often they're too fast for their parents. So we buddy up with those kids who are sort of a little bit quicker, and we run with them. Now, I was asked to run with Jazz, and she was looking for around about 23 minutes. Now, that should have been, relatively speaking, comfortable for me to run. Yeah, I felt a bit bad because I think that I set off a bit quick, and I don't know whether that was because of the shoes, and I just wasn't really quite, you know, tuned in to how fast I was going. Maybe they did help me run a bit quicker. So we certainly ran the first K a little bit quicker than would have been ideal. But I thought that she had a faster sort of junior part run time than she actually did. I thought she had about a minute faster than what she actually did. So I didn't figure that that would be a problem, but actually it was the pace that we ran was pretty close to her junior park run sort of 1k split time. So now I feel a bit bad because I think that it would have helped her have we done run a little bit more evenly, because after that she really did struggle a little bit in the middle 3k. I was often kind of having to just hang back a bit and just make sure she was up, and she looked a bit miserable too. I don't know whether she was miserable, but that's just how she is. But she's really sweet. She's a lovely, lovely girl. Also she is the girl who is the European. I think she won three or four gold medals at the European Championships for this sort of multi-event things like the biathlon and the laser run and this type of thing. So she's really, really good, and she's really good with swimming particularly, as well as running. So she's tremendous. And so I felt a bit bad because I felt if I'd run a bit more evenly, she would have had a chance to get closer back to 23 minutes. But as it was, in fact, we ran just over 24 minutes, which, you know, I guess in a way was slightly disappointing. But after the middle three, those middle 3K, which were a little bit on the slow side, when it got to with 1K to go, I said, like, we're just going to go run as fast as we can for the last K, and especially with this sprint finish thing. So we did. We ran. That was our fastest K, I think, was the last K. So that was also encouraging, because if you put the first K and the last K together, it was actually quite pretty close to her best time for 2K park run. So in fact, she ran really well. It was just my ineptitude about the pacing that I felt let us down. So sorry about that, Jazz. But it was really good to see that she still had that strength and the endurance to run the last 1K pretty quick. So that was very, very good. And we did a bit of an epic sprint finish and crossing the line and stuff, but not as good as some of the others. So other ones I remember seeing, I think the best one was the Boyds. Kenny, who's the dad, he got down on the ground, and Izzy did a surfing on his back, which was very, very, very cool. I don't think if I had been run 5K and then I'd been had to lie on the ground and had my daughter down on my back, I don't think I would have been able to get up again. So fair dues to Kenny. That was pretty impressive. Others carried the twins. One of them carried the other across the finish line on the junior park run. Oh, Sarah's was pretty good. Sarah, her daughters are in America studying, so she got out her American flag and she was wearing her American university kit, and she had a flag draped around her at the end. So yeah, everybody kind of entered into the spirit of it, and that was quite good, still looks terrible in the photos. I'm on photo. I'm quite relaxed because it's down the hill on the first lap. I could recognise where it was taken, and I just look like I'm sort of running backwards, almost. I'm leaning backwards. I've got to improve my style. I'm sure that it's not helping my speed. Perhaps I just need more people to take photos of me to show how badly I am actually running. But next time it is crazy hair or wig. So the thing is, it's all very well for everybody else who will end up at Birkenhead Park Run, but for those like me who have got to be at a different park run, we got to look right idiots wearing silly hats or wigs or hair in funny styles on our own at some obscure park run. So my aim is to do a park run in Cambridgeshire, Wimpole Estate park run. So if you see me there with some crazy hair, that is why. But I don't know what other people will do. I left my sort of Afro wig that I had worn last year behind in my home on the Wirral. Unfortunately, I didn't know in time that it was going to be crazy hair. So I've got to come up with some alternative crazy hair for this week. Talking about sprint finishes, reminded me of a story I forgot to mention, and I'm not sure how people feel about this story. I'm also not sure how I feel about this story, but it's about the World Student Games, which happened a few weeks ago, in which there was a Somali athlete whose name was Nasra Abukar Ali, and it was a 100 meters sprint. It was in China, in Chengdu, in China. And, obviously those athletes who are winning, they're probably doing like 12 seconds or something like that. And literally she doesn't even look like athlete. She looks like one of the girls from the school, you know, just trying coming run a 100 meters on sports day or something like that. And she took more than 20 seconds. Now, I think if I had been in a race with her, I might have beaten her. I think I can run faster than 20 seconds in a straight 100 meter race, even at my age. And even though I've never been able to sprint fast, I still think I could beat her. I did run a 100 meters race. I think I've only run once competitively 100 meters, and it was in the Masters Athletics League, and there were just short of people to run. So I think we had only had distance runners that day. So all the distance runners ended up doing things like the high jump or the javelin or whatever. I think somebody actually did the triple jump. One of the long distance runners did the triple jump. Thankfully that wasn't me, because I would have no idea. So anyway, I ended up doing the 100 meters, and I remember I did something like 17 seconds, and I felt like I was miles behind everybody else. So this poor girl running 20 seconds when I guess the winners ran about, say, about 12. I just think it's demoralizing. I don't really know how. I don't understand why she was even entered, why she was there. It was a really bizarre thing. The Somali sports, the official who entered her, has apparently been like sacked or whatever, suspended. I don't even know what that means. The chairwoman of the Somali Athletics Federation has stood down because this girl, okay, now I got it. This girl was a relative of hers, and she was only entered into the competition because of family connections. But it's weird. I mean, like, why? I wouldn't even want to turn up if I was running 20 seconds for 100 meters. I wouldn't. I mean, it was bad enough, say, running in the Vets League in Lee Valley, where like nobody was watching. But student youth games, it's like on the TV. It's a big deal. So, I don't know. I'm all for participation. Everybody taking part and not like excluding people just because they're not the fastest. But in a way, I just think it's kind of taking the Mickey when they're because other obviously there are thousands and thousands of university students World Youth Games thousands and thousands who could run faster than that, the World University Games. There are thousands who would want to take part in something like that, where they would be their dream to take part in something like that. So I think it was wrong, and it's kind of I guess it's sort of bringing the sport into disrepute, I guess, to some extent. So I think it maybe it was right that she stepped down, because obviously she had been entered, but it wasn't even in Somalia. I'm sure that there are other people who could have run quicker than that. I have a relative, it's only through marriage, I have a relative who was from Sri Lanka, who ran in something like, I think it was she got selected for the Commonwealth Games for Sri Lanka. Which was an amazing achievement to get into this 100 meters race. And I'm pretty sure she got disqualified for false starting, which seems just such a shame. I think she'd won the Asian Games or something like that. So yeah, that's my only claim to fame on the sprinting front. I just don't think that was right. But I'm interested to see what other people think about that. I think we should be as inclusive as we can be with things. But it's all very well taking part in a park run when you are running an hour or something like that. But I think it's a different level altogether when it's the World University Games, where places are very much prized. So I'm looking forward to running a new park run with strange hair. The only thing that I am concerned about is the fact that when I've looked on Strava, as far as I can tell, there's some sort of massive hill in the middle of this park run. So I'm not really sure how well I'm going to do, but we will see. Hopefully I will live to tell the tale and can report back next week. But as for now, that's all I have to say. So I hope that you've found that interesting, and hope you'll join me next week for another episode of the E equals MC squared of running. Bye for now.